ते वासुदेवाय ओ कैंटो चैप्टर टू एंटाइटल्ड महाराज निमि मीट्स द नाइन योगेंद्रस टेक्स्ट 35 यान आस्थाय नर राजन न प्रमादेत कर्हिचित् धावन् निमील्य वा नेत्रे न स्खलेन् न पते इह यानास्थाय नरो राजन् न प्रमादेत कर्हिचे धावन् निमील्य वा नेत्रे न स्खलेन् न पतेत् इह याना ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. O King, one who accepts this process of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead will never blunder on his path in this world. Even while running with eyes closed, he will never trip or fall. Purport. According to Srila Sridhar Swami, the word anjah, easily, which is used in the previous verse, is explained in this verse. He states, अंजह पदे नोक्तम सुकरत्वम विवृणोति. बाय द वर्ड अंजह द ईज ऑफ परफॉर्मिंग भक्ति योग इज एस्टैब्लिश्ड एंड दिस विल बी इलैबोरेटेड इन द प्रेजेंट वर्स. इन भगवद्गीता 9.2 द लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ स्टेट्स प्रत्यक्ष अवगमम धर्म्यम सुसुखम कर्तुम अव्ययम. द प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड इज एटर्नल and it is very joyfully and naturally performed. Srila Prabhupada comments, the process of devotional service is a very happy one. Why? Devotional service consists of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. So one can simply hear the chanting of the glories of the Lord or can attend philosophical lectures on transcendental knowledge given by authorized acharyas. Simply by sitting, one can learn. Then one can eat the remnants of the food offered to God, nice palatable dishes. In every state, devotional service is joyful. One can execute devotional service even in the most poverty-stricken condition. The Lord says, Patram Pushpam Phalam. He is ready to accept from the devotee any kind of offering, never mind what. Even a leaf, a flower, a bit of fruit, or a little water, which are all available in every part of the world, can be offered by any person regardless of social position and will be accepted if offered with love. There are many instances of this in history. Simply by tasting the tulasi leaves offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, great sages like Sanat Kumar became great devotees. Therefore, the devotional process is very nice. And it can be executed in a happy mood. God accepts only the love with which things are offered to him. The essential point to be understood here is that when a living entity surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he tells the Lord, My dear Lord, although I am most sinful and unqualified and for so long have been trying to forget you, now I am taking shelter at your lotus feet. From this day on, I am yours. Whatever I possess, my body, mind, words, family, riches, I am now offering at your lotus feet. Please do with me as you like. The Supreme Lord Krishna has repeatedly given assurance in Bhagavad Gita that he will protect and redeem such a surrendered living entity, bringing him back home, back to Godhead, for an eternal life in the Lord's own kingdom. Thus, the qualification of surrendering to the Lord is so great and spiritually potent that even if a surrendered soul is deficient in other aspects of pious life, his elevated status is protected by the Lord himself. In other processes, however, such as yoga, because one depends upon his own determination and intelligence and does not actually seek shelter of the Lord, one is subject to fall at any moment, being protected only by one's own flimsy, limited potency. Therefore, as stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.2.32, Aruya Krishna Param Padam Tatha Padatyadha Nadrita Yusmadangrahya. If one gives up the shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord and instead tries to advance in the yoga process by one's own determination, or if one tries to make progress in knowledge by one's own speculative power, surely one will eventually fall again to a mediocre material platform, having no protection other than one's own fallible strength. Therefore, the Vaishnava Acharyas in their commentaries on this verse have illustrated in various ways the vast superiority of bhakti yoga or pure devotional service. In this connection, Srila Sridhar Swami states, Nimilya netre dhavan api iha eshu bhagavata dharmeshu naskalet nimilanam namajnanam yathahu shruti smriti ubhe netre vipranam parikirtite ekeṇ vikalah kāṇo dvābhyām andha parikīrtitah iti. Even if running with both eyes closed, a devotee on this path of Bhagavad Dharma will not stumble. I'll repeat again. Even if running with both eyes closed, a devotee on this path of Bhagavad Dharma will not stumble. Closing one's eyes refers to being in ignorance of standard Vedic literatures. As it is said, the Shruti and Smriti scriptures are the two eyes of the Brahmanas. Lacking one of them, a Brahmana is half blind and deprived of both. He is considered completely blind. Hare Krishna. I feel very honored, privileged and blessed to having given this opportunity once again to serve all of you here at Shri Radha Gopinath Mandir. Many of you might not know me, since I see many of your new faces here. I am Shikshashtakam Das. It's been 10 years. I've been deputed now in Nasik, and I guess after 10 years I'm here for the Sunday morning Bhagavatam class. Ghar vapsi jaisi lag rahi hai. You know, many devotees over here who know me from that time, they keep asking that aajkal aap इन गलियों में नहीं दिखते, इन बाबुलनाथ की गलियों में नहीं दिखते. तो मैंने एक डिवोटी से कहा कि ये बाबुलनाथ नहीं, मेरे लिए बाबुल की गलियां हैं. एंड यू नो व्हाई आई सेड दैट, बिकॉज आफ्टर आई हैव बीन डिप्यूटेड इन नासिक वंस श्यामानंद प्रभु, I'd come back here after a long time, like, you know, 4-5 years. And then our Shyamanand Prabhu, he was sitting right next to me with his prasadam plate, and he was humming a Bollywood song. And initially, you know, I was a little surprised. Why is he doing that? But then I realized it was meant for me. मैं तो भूल गई बाबुल का देश, पिया का घर प्यारा लगे. पता नहीं आजकल के जनरेशन को ये गाना याद भी है क्या, परंतु ये जो मैंने कहा कि बाबुल की गलियां, आई कंसिडर माई सेल्फ ऑलवेज a very, very integral part, servant of Shri Radha Gopinath ji. Yesterday for the Prerna program, I was mentioning that at the Nasik Road station, you know, one person was staring at me, and when I asked him, anything I can do for you, you're staring for a long time. So he, you know, he told me, aap wo Yogi Adityanath ke rishtedar lagte hain. To maine man mein kaha ki Yogi Adityanath ke rishtedar pata nahi main hoon ki nahi, parantu Gopinath ka rishtedar hoon. So I would like to thank the management committee over here for giving me this opportunity to be once again amidst all of you. It's a very celebrated verse from this 11th canto. Just my last visit to UK, I was with a group of devotees and we were having like a Srimad Bhagavatam study circle kind of. And we were taking all these very famous and celebrated verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. And I was trying to categorize these verses. So we have verses in our scriptures and even passages and bhajans for that matter. And if you categorize them, they actually help us in our different emotions. Like one category, I mentioned that there are certain verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam, they are called the roosters. You know what a rooster is? Traditionally, roosters, murga, roosters were used to wake people. So there are verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you can call them roosters. हमको जगाने के लिए, जीव जागो, स्पेशली जब एसी ऑन हो जाता है और ऐसा वर्स, निमित्र वा नेत्रे, निमील्य वा नेत्रे, कि अगर आंख बंद भी हो गई. सो देर आर दीज वर्सेस, आई कॉल देम रूस्टर्स, देन देर आर बूस्टर्स. वंस दे वेक अस अप, देन दे बूस्ट अस. Roosters, boosters, movers, shakers, hilane wale. Hindi mein jinko kehte na jhanjhod dena. Kai aise shlok hote hain jo humko andar se jhanjhod dete hain. Movers, shakers. There are some verses consolers. They console. Koi baat nahi. Tasalli dete hain. Abhi bhi kuch bigda nahi hai itna. They console us. Yeah, like this particular verse comes in that kind of category, you know, consoling. But specifically this verse which we have taken, I call it assurer. It comes in the category of assuring us. Even if you run blindfolded on this path of bhakti, na skhalen na patet, you won't trip, you won't fall. And even if you trip and fall, you'll still be on the right path. Now, such a hope-giving verse is this. When we read these kind of verses, we feel such hope. Now, talking about, even if you run on this path blindfolded, now, how many times we find ourselves in a predicament when we are performing our sadhana? You know, just like in 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions about an Ashtanga yogi. He becomes adept in meditation with half-closed eyes. Pada? Yogi has to be wrapped in meditation with half-closed eyes. Being a preacher for so many years, from this height, you know, when I see the audience at times, just like 6th chapter yogis, half-closed eyes, you know. But I'm not sure whether they are wrapped in the hearing and chanting, but definitely, you know, the level of the eyelids, you know, they're at different levels. there is one subhashit about, you know, the predicament of a sadhaka during hearing and chanting, especially with half closed eyes. It's official, by the way, you know that. Nidra hate prayasi kumbhakarne vaidhavya diksham vyatite tatha kim shrotrim kathayati katha puranam na gramya geetam vividhaiva cha geetam. It's official. When Kumbhakarna was killed by Lord Ram, so after the death of Kumbhakarna, the wife of Kumbhakarna became a widow, obviously. Now, who is the wife of Kumbhakarna? Nidra Devi. Nidra hate Kumbhakarne prayasi. The Kumbhakarni prayasi is Nidra Devi. She became a widow. And when she saw that she has lost her husband, so she was looking for another man. And she went all over looking for someone whom she could marry. So she went to, you know, discotheques and places where, you know, men were having a nice gala time. And she was kicked out. Nobody wanted to marry Nidra Devi over there. People who were doing prajalpa, gossiping, she was kicked out from there. And finally, she found out that the Sunday Bhagavatam class is going on. And as she entered, practically everyone with three loud hari bols welcomed her. Na gramya geetam vividhaiva cha geetam shrotrim kathayati katha puranam. Wherever the katha and the shrotagan sitting for katha, everything of this sort was going on, she was welcomed, red carpet welcome. Isliye kehte hain ke sadhu ki katha aur biwi ki vyatha. Sadhu ki katha aur biwi ki vyatha ek saman hoti hai. Zyada kuch samajh mein nahi aata, परंतु ध्यान लगाकर सुनने का नाटक करना पड़ता है. आप लोगों को जगाने का प्रयास कर रहा हूं. सो कमिंग बैक टू दिस वर्स, व्हाट अ होप गिविंग वर्स. एंड प्रभुपाद मेंशंस वन ऑफ माय फेवरेट verses from the Bhagavad Gita 9.2, Rajavidya Rajaguhyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam. Prabhupada mentions that. So we're going to discuss on that particular verse which Prabhupada mentions, sorry, disciples of Prabhupada mentioned in the purport. You know, when we read shlokas like that and purports like this, we should feel proud of the Supreme Personality, Lord Sri Krishna. Some time ago, I gave a seminar in Nasik entitled, Am I Proud Enough of Krishna? Kya mujhe mere Bhagwan ke upar fakr hai? Kyunki mujhe fakr nahi, isliye unhein meri fikr hai. Samajhte hain do shabd? Kyunki hume fakr nahi Bhagwan par, isliye unhein fikr hai. तो आज हमारे चर्चा का विषय क्या रहेगा? कैसे भगवान पर फक्र करें. हाउ टू बी प्राउड ऑफ दिस प्रोसेस एंड द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड हु हैज गिवन अस दिस प्रोसेस. सो प्रभुपाद मेंशंस इन दिस पर्टिकुलर पोपोट, प्रभुपाद डिसाइपल्स, राज विद्या राज गुह्यम पवित्रम इदम उत्तमम प्रत्यक्ष अवगमम धर्मम सुसुखम कर्तुम अव्ययम. सो इन दिस पर्टिकुलर वर्स, एट कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ भक्ति योग इज मेंशन्ड बाय लॉर्ड कृष्णा. नो बडी कैन गिव एनी एक्सक्यूज आफ्टर रीडिंग दिस श्लोका 9.2 दैट बिकॉज ऑफ दिस रीजन देयर इज समथिंग लैकिंग इन दिस प्रोसेस ऑफ कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस. So this one verse is so perfect. Everything is Krishna has consolidated in this one verse 9.2. So the first characteristic, if somebody is looking for knowledge, okay, you guys, you simply dance, chant, what about knowledge? Do you have something philosophical which I can, you know, satisfy myself with? So Rajguhyam, not just knowledge, king of all knowledges. Why? King of all knowledge. Also, Balde Vidya Bhushan mentions, it is knowledge meant for kings. It is king of all knowledge, and it is also knowledge meant for kings, the kingly class. Now, how many different bodies of knowledge is there in a modern society? Practically, you will find that people, they are not just, you know, in a very ordinary way pursuing some ordinary knowledge, but in a very serious way, and sometimes the subject of what they are studying, when we go through the Srimad Bhagavatam, those subjects appears to be so ridiculous. When I was here preaching in this university, UDCT, that time it was called, now it's called ICT. So in this UDCT college, you know, it's like very famous, prestigious chemical engineering college. And there was that time one student who was doing his PhD. And after one of my talks, he met me. So I asked him that, what are you doing? He said he's doing his PhD for the past 8 years. In that university. And I was like impressed initially. Wow, 8 years you have been doing your PhD. And then I asked, on what subject? And when I got to know the subject, all of that impressive feeling which I was having, you know, it was deflated. He said he's doing PhD on how to increase the longevity of a water bubble. How to increase the longevity of a water bubble. Obviously, what question we would ask? Why? Why do you want to increase the longevity of a silly water bubble? You know, the level of the intelligence of a human being, according to our shastras, is understood the kind of questions that human being asks. That same college, I gave a seminar prepared thoroughly on this topic, art of mind control, you know, with PowerPoint like that. And after a 2-hour seminar, one student comes up to me. And, you know, like, I was hopeful that he will ask some question about mind control and, you know, about the philosophy which I just spoke. He comes up to me, sir, have you seen White Cobra? Are you serious? After 2 hours speaking on art of mind control, this is the question you're going to ask me? Have I seen White Cobra? Why do I want to see? Even if I see, what difference will it make in your life? आजकल प्रश्न भी देखो लोगों के क्या होते हैं। एक बंदे ने मेरे को क्वेश्चन पूछा, वो जो शिवजी ने गणपति का सर काट दिया था, तो पार्वती ने उस कटे हुए सर का क्या किया? मैंने कहा फ्रिज में रखा होगा। कटे हुए सर का क्या किया? हैव यू सीन अ व्हाइट कोबरा? सो यू नो द लेवल ऑफ क्वेश्चंस, द काइंड ऑफ क्वालिटी ऑफ आवर क्वेश्चंस विल डिसाइड हाउ मच ग्रे मैटर इज हियर. लाइक यू नो वन क्लोज फ्रेंड ऑफ माइन, ही वाज टेलिंग मी, that on his son's birthday, he got him a new video game, the latest in the market. And this kid, you know, the son, he was so excited, he was so happy, he was like, you know, I can do anything for you, Dad. You just gave me the thing I wanted. But it was so new, he didn't know how to play. So the spontaneous question which this son asked his father, Dad, teach me how to play. What was the question? Teach me how to play. He taught him. Next month, he got him a bead bag. Small, you know, like for kids. Chote si mala, like that. Small bead bag he got for his son. Just next month after his birthday. You know what was the spontaneous question now? Why? When it came to video game, the question was, how? When it came to bead bag or chanting or anything spiritual, we asked the question, why? Like right now, if I propose to you that, can anyone jump up and touch the chandelier? Can anyone try that? Jump and touch the chandelier, if I may ask. Anyone who is intelligent will immediately shoot back a question to me. Kya jarurat hai? Hai na? Achhi khasi class chal rahi hai. Why? The question spontaneously an intelligent person will ask, why should I do that? Okay. My next proposition. मेरे पास एक नुस्खा है, एक हफ्ते में आप 1 करोड़ कमा सकते हैं. Now what is the question? How? है ना? Anybody asking the question why will be considered a crackpot. So when it comes to earning money, we ask the questions why? Oh, sorry, how? क्या हम लोग बहुत टाइम हो गए ना पैसे वैसे कमाते हैं. But when it comes to anything spiritual or anything good for that matter, our questions are, now Arjun in the Bhagavad Gita is not asking Krishna questions, Krishna teach me how should I lift the Gandiva. It just slipped from my hand. Any verse? Koi ek shloka suna hai? Arjun ne Bhagwan ko pucha, sikhao na kaise uthate. Arjun's question was, why should I lift the Gandiva, not how should I lift the Gandiva. So herein, you know, when this student, he was doing his PhD, he told me that 8 years on this subject to increase the longevity of a water bubble. I asked him why. My first question was, why? Nobody had asked him that question. Why? So he tried to explain to me that, you know, these multinational soap companies, their soaps are bought by the elite people. And these elite people, when they use their soaps or their shower gels, कल हम लोग चर्चा कर रहे थे शावर जेल और मेडिमिक्स की. सो व्हेन दे यूज देयर शावर जेल्स एंड यू नो व्हेन द फोम इज क्रिएटेड व्हेन दे आर टेकिंग बाथ, सो दे वांट दैट द फोमी बबल्स ऑफ दैट सोप दे शुड रिमेन लॉन्गर ऑन देयर बॉडी एज इट ट्रिकल्स डाउन देयर बॉडी, इट गिव्स देम अ वेरी टिकलिंग सेंसेशन व्हेन दे टेक बाथ. इसलिए उनके गुदगुदी के लिए ये बंदा 8 साल से UICT में PhD कर रहा है. क्यों? ताकि जब वो नहाने जाएं, वो साबुन लगाएं और वो जब साबुन का फेन बुलबुले बने और उनके शरीर से वो ऐसे फिसलते हुए जाएं और उनको गुदगुदी हो। दिस इज गोइंग ऑन इन द नेम ऑफ एडवांस्ड नॉलेज। अनदर वन, ही वॉज डूइंग हिज पीएचडी फॉर द पास्ट 6 years टू इंक्रीज द इलास्टिसिटी ऑफ अ च्यूइंग गम। च्यूइंग गम खाते ना लोग, उसकी इलास्टिसिटी बढ़ाने के लिए। व्हाट इज ऑल दिस? सम पीपल दे आर यू नो स्टडीइंग द नेचर ऑफ बैट्स। बैट्स जानते ना, चमगादड़। दैट व्हेन दे कम आउट ऑफ अ केव, व्हेन दे फ्लाई आउट ऑफ अ केव, वेदर दे टेक राइट टर्न और लेफ्ट टर्न। हाँ, इसके पीछे बहुत रिसर्च चल रहा है, स्टडी चल रही है कि वो राइट टर्न लेते हैं वो कौन से बैट्स होते हैं, जो लेफ्ट टर्न लेते हैं वो कौन से बैट्स होते हैं। सो आई टोल्ड दिस मैन, यू नो दैट व्हाट अबाउट योर लाइफ विच इज लाइक अ वाटर बबल। एनी टाइम उसकी लॉन्जिविटी के बारे में सोचा है कुछ? उसकी लॉन्जिविटी के लिए ये है पीएचडी थीसिस, श्रीमद् भागवतम। सो वी सी दैट the kind of knowledge which people are trying to pursue nowadays. And herein, when Krishna is mentioning that this is not just any other kind of knowledge, this is Raj Vidya. Vidya Vadhu Jeevanam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says in the first verse in his instructions, that when one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the Vadhu, which is called Vidya, comes along with that chanting. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uses the word Vadhu? Vadhu means the consort of the holy name. So along with chanting of the holy name comes the Vidya Devi. So when we know that the kind of the level of knowledge which we get to know in Krishna consciousness, just look at Srila Prabhupada and all around these books around Srila Prabhupada. If anyone feels that I am not gratified enough intellectually, just open those shelves and you will be suffused with so much of intellectual knowledge also. तो हमारा शीर्षक क्या है? हम भगवान पर कितना फक्र कर रहे हैं, कितना गर्व कर रहे हैं हम भगवान के ऊपर। सबसे पहले तो जो ज्ञान उन्होंने दिया है, द नॉलेज विच ही हैज गिवन, लाइक राधानाथ महाराज वंस ही वॉज मेंशनिंग दैट इफ एनीवन रीड्स द आदि लीला ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत, एटलीस्ट फॉर फिलोसॉफिकल रीजंस ही विल नेवर गिव अप कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। एटलीस्ट फॉर फिलोसॉफिकल रीजंस, द आदि लीला ऑफ चैतन्य चरितामृत is so philosophical that even someone who is an agnostic will at least start thinking there has to be some truth in this. So this is as far as the first characteristic is concerned, Raj Vidya. Then Raj Guhyam, secret of all secrets. Now you see how privileged you feel when somebody reveals a secret to you, hai na? I'm going to tell you something very confidential, and before even knowing what it is, kuch bhi ho sakta hai wo, kuch bhi ho sakta hai ki aaj class nahi hai, something as silly as that. But because you have been chosen as a recipient of that secret, don't you feel honored? Don't you feel privileged? So herein, Krishna is saying that this Krishna consciousness knowledge or this process of Krishna consciousness is the secret, the king of all secrets. Now, one might wonder, how come this is a secret? Now, these classes are open for everyone. These books we distribute to everyone. Any layman can buy these books. Anyone can walk into this temple and listen to this king of all knowledge. हाउ कम, व्हाट काइंड ऑफ सीक्रेट इज दिस? सीक्रेट मतलब सब कुछ बंद करके आप एकांत में कहीं पर किसी को कानो कान खबर ना हो, हाँ उसको बोलते हैं ना कि कोई गुहे बात बताने जा रहा हूं. बट व्हाट इज दिस, व्हाट इज दिस काइंड ऑफ सीक्रेट? जस्ट लाइक यू नो, ऑन माय वे आई वाज सीइंग ऑल दीज एटीएम बूथ्स, दे आर एवरीवेयर ऑल ओवर दिस कंट्री, दे आर एवरीवेयर एटीएम बूथ्स, बट ओनली ऑथोराइज्ड पीपल कैन एक्सेस, है ना. वैसे ही दिस इज ओपन फॉर एवरीवन, बट देन व्हेन वी ऑथोराइज आवरसेल्व्स थ्रू डिवोशनल सर्विस, थ्रू सरेंडर, देन द एक्सेस इज अलाउड, द सीक्रेट इज रिवील्ड. यू नो आई वॉज मेंशनिंग अबाउट माई लास्ट विजिट टू यूके, and over there one house program I took up this theme, three levels of introduction to Krishna consciousness. The first level of our introduction to Krishna consciousness is that we come to Krishna consciousness and immediately so many things right away we understand. It doesn't take much time. Like for me, initially when I started to read these books, when I started to listen to the lectures, one thing which right away I understood was this material world is a futile place, is a miserable place. Jyada samay nahi laga mujhe kisi ko convince karne ke liye, hai na, aap logon ne anubhav kiya. So there will be so many things like prasad. Nobody has to give you a seminar on how good is prasad immediately. So there will be things in Krishna consciousness. This is the first level. You will be convinced immediately, right away. That's the first level. Then the second level is, you get convinced, you get to know after a while, after practicing. Just like initially when you listen to, mind is so turbulent, chanchalam hai, ye hai, wo hai, mind ke baare mein. Initially, ye log jyada hi nahi bolte, ye mind ke baare mein. ये हरे कृष्ण वाले तो ज्यादा ही बोलते हैं माइंड के बारे में. इतना भी बुरा नहीं है, मेरा ही है मन. बेचारे को पंचिंग बैग बना देते हैं लोग. पंचिंग बैग पता है ना, जब भी कुछ हो माइंड माइंड को मारते रहो. बट देन व्हेन समबडी हैंड्स ओवर अ बीड बैग टू अस, चलो शुरू करो, देखते हैं तुम्हारा मन है ना कितने काबू में रख सकते हो उसको. फिर जब चैंटिंग शुरू कर, व्हेन ही स्टार्ट चैंटिंग, and then when we have to sit in a class, aur kabhi galti se hum aage baith gaye ya beech mein baith gaye, aur fir pata chalta hai ki ye speaker jo hai ye ek bar shuru hote hain, fir baad mein jaise hota hai na kai speakers hote hain unke samne ghadi rakhi jati hai, isliye aap dekho iskon ke mandiron mein na ghadi speaker ke samne hoti hai, audience ke samne nahi hoti. So like that there was one speaker, you know, and he was going on and on and on, and the manager organizer, he said, sir please, it's enough, please stop. So he said, it's not my fault, you didn't keep any watch. So the organizer said, piche mud ke dekh liya hota calendar takaya tha, calendar tangaya tha, date badal gaya hai. So when we are talking of mind control, when we start practicing mind control, then we realize how difficult it is to control the mind. So this is something, these are some aspects of Krishna consciousness, like controlling the mind, controlling our senses, all of these things we get convinced after a while, after some practice. And the third level is, there will be things in Krishna consciousness which we will never understand. It will be always achintya, incomprehensible for us. So in this same house program in which I was speaking about these three things, there was a Christian preacher, a Britisher, a Christian and a preacher, who has been preaching Christianity for the past 3 decades. So later on, he came up to me and one-to-one he was talking to me. And so many things, so many, you know, points we were discussing. And at one point of time, he said that, see, unless anyone surrenders to Jesus, there is no redemption. You know, that's what they believe, that you have to surrender to Jesus, only then there is salvation for you. Otherwise, anyone who has not surrendered to Jesus, they are eternally doomed. Eternal damnation, they use these words. Very heavy, strong words. So I asked him a question. Sir, you say that only those who surrender to Jesus will be redeemed and achieve salvation. What about those babies who are aborted? They didn't get any opportunity to surrender to Jesus. What happens to them? He never thought of that. In 30 years of his preaching Christianity, he said, I never thought about that. He said, okay, now, think. Unko to koi mauka hi nahi mila. Aborted babies. So he said, they will achieve Jesus because they are innocent. What was his argument? They will achieve because they are innocent. So I said, wow, then it's easy. Let's abort every baby then. Because then every baby will achieve Jesus. So he was checkmated like that. Agar wo haan bole, like wo bolte na, damned if you not. Yahan pe kuwa, yahan pe khai. Haan bole, because they are against abortion. Haan bole, to fir, it's a sin. And then those who are aborted, they achieve Jesus. How can that be true then? And you know, something in private he told me. He said, he asked me, do you have doubts about your faith you are practicing? I said, sir, I would not use the word doubt. Rather, I would use the word, I'm curious about my Lord. You know? So I'm curious to know more about my Lord, and therefore I keep exploring. So someone might be asking questions out of trying to just doubt everything. And someone might be asking questions out of curiosity to know more about the worshipable Lord. So I said, you are asking me, do I have doubts? I would just again rephrase your question and just rearrange your words, saying that it's not that doubt which I might use. I'm more curious. And then I asked him, how about you? You know what he said? He said, I have doubts all the time. All the time. And he told me, on my face, he said, I don't believe in Jesus. In fact, I asked him, do you believe in Jesus? You said you have doubts. Do you believe in Jesus? He said, no, I don't believe in Jesus. But I believe in his teachings. I don't believe whether he existed or not. But I believe in his teachings. That makes sense to me. So how fortunate we are that we have been blessed by this kind of philosophy which is revealed to us in such a practical way. And we'll see the, you know, further characteristics which Krishna mentions in this particular verse, that how practical it is, how logical it is, how, you know, experiential it is for us. So, you know, when we are talking of Guhya, in this particular section, I guess that verse, that famous verse, Durlabho manusho deho dehinam kshana bhangura tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam. That to get this human form of life is so rare. Then to remain alive within this human form of life is even rarer. And the rarest is to have the darshan of Vaikuntha Priya. Durlabho manusho deho dehinam kshana bhangura. Ek to durlab hai manusha sharir, usse bhi durlab hai kshana bhangur is sharir mein jina. Usse bhi durlab hai ki Vaikuntha Priyon ka darshan prapt hona. The rarest of all. You know, at our temple in Nasik, in 2013, we installed Lalita Vishakha DTs. So I was in Jaipur when, you know, for the final stages of Lalita Vishakha, I went over there to, you know, get them made at the Pandey Murtiwala. And when I reached, the DTs were not ready at all, and they were like in a very crude form. And I found that Lalita Vishakha, they were like huge in size, you know, Sethani lag rahi thi wajse, big. Now we know Lalita Vishakha, they are like, you know, they are so slender and they are so delicate. So I told to that sculptor that, come on, this is not the size of Lalita Vishakha, itni badi badi ho, koi Rajasthani Sethani lag rahi hai. So I asked him that you have to chip off, you know, from the waist and, you know, from the other parts of the body, you have to chip off. So I, you know, using a pencil, I drew it, that how much, you know, slim I want them. So then he started, you know, he used his, that marble cutter, he used the marble cutter, and as he was chipping off, you know, the excess marble, which I told him to chip off, he was smiling while doing that. So I saw him, why is he smiling? At that point of time, I didn't ask him. But then, that day's work, when it was over, and I remembered, and around 8 o'clock in the evening, I asked him, maine aapko dekha, aap jab wo marble kaat rahe the, yahan se, waist se kaat rahe the, aap muskura rahe the. Kyun muskura rahe the aap? He told me something very amazing. He took me where he had chipped off the marble and those chipped off pieces of marble were kept. Aur usne unko uthaya, un marble ke tukdon ko uthaya. He picked them and he said, in marble ke tukdon ke naseeb mein nahi tha poojaniya hona. It was not in their fate, this piece of marble or these pieces of marble, it was not in their fate to become worshipable. So therefore I was, as I was chipping off that excess marble, I was looking at those pieces of marble just, you know, lying on the floor, that they were not fortunate enough to be worshipable. And I was thinking on these lines, that many times we also become like excess, unwanted, on the Supreme Lord. Unnecessary. Because of our conditioning, because of our wrongdoings. And then sometimes it is arranged that the unwanted, the excess is chipped off. So you have to make sure at least we remain on the Supreme Lord. And along with the Supreme Lord, we worship Him and also extend the worship of the Supreme Lord to others. Isliye Bhagwan ne jo bola, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye, that amongst thousands and thousands, in fact, you know, our acharyas, when they comment on this verse, they say, not just few thousands, but millions and billions, amongst millions and billions, there'll be very few, bahut kam honge, jo virle, durlab honge, jo Bhagwan ko tatvatah janenge. In fact, when I was reading this verse recently, you know, manushyanam sahasreshu, so I realized Krishna is saying, ye Krishna bhakti aam aadmi ke liye nahi hai. Even Krishna is saying, Aam Aadmi Party join mat karo. आम आदमी के लिए नहीं है ये. Anyone who wants to know the secret of this king of all knowledge, the king of all kings, one has to follow the protocol and then the secret will be revealed. So this is the second characteristic, that we don't know by stroke of what good fortune that we are over here under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada and the entire Guru Parampara and getting to know this secret in such a wonderful way. Then the next characteristic Krishna mentions, the third, is pavitram. Okay, if somebody asks that, will I be freed from my conditionings? Will I be freed from my anarthas? Very interesting word, this anartha. We use so many times, you know, anarthas within our heart. We have to do so much to wipe them, wash them, clean them. Again, in my last visit, from Manchester to London, I was booked on a train. And there were connecting trains in between, so I had to get down at Birmingham station and then get on another train from Birmingham to Watford. So it so happened, I was not carrying a cell phone, I was not having a local number with me, and obviously I was not having, the local currency also at that point of time with me. So I thought that, okay, the devotee, he saw me off at the train station, and then the devotee who is going to pick me up at the Watford station, he'll be there. So I just have to come out of the station, and I don't need a cell phone. I don't need any currency, pounds over there. So I was, relaxed about that. But it so happened that the train from Manchester, it got delayed for some reason. And then I missed the connecting train. And the devotee over there, later on I got to know that he was panicked that, ye Prabhuji gaye kahan? Inka koi contact nahi, lapata ho gaye. UK mein lapata ho gaye, kya hoga inka? So he was panicked. At that point of time, now I wanted to call and tell, but then I couldn't call, I couldn't use a pay phone also. So I used, I saw some Indian gentleman over there, I requested that I can make a phone call from your phone. So finally, it got sorted. The point is, I was thinking, we are on this word, anartha. Artha, the one meaning of artha is meaning. Artha means meaning. And artha also means money or something of value. So I was thinking that I am in this country, I was having Indian rupees. Mere paas Indian artha tha. Lekin wahan kis kaam ka nahi tha. It was of no use in the UK. Which means that it was anartha over there. Indian rupees at that point of time which I was carrying was anartha in the UK. What does this mean? That kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsar, they have artha. Where? In this world. But if you are trying to go to the spiritual world, just like, say, the United Kingdom, the currency is different. Therefore, for a spiritualist, this artha becomes anartha. Are you understanding? And then, of course, the meaning also, when we talk about meaning. Now, sometimes, meaning of certain words according to a particular place might differ, and the same word, or maybe in a different context somewhere else, might have totally a different understanding. Like, I remember Radhanath Maharaj, in 2015, we had the Kumbh Mela in Nasik, and he had come, and it was Balram Jayanti. On that day, the Shahi Snan was on the Balram Jayanti day. So, Radhanath Maharaj was giving a Pandal program, the pastimes of Lord Balaram, and specially he chose Dhenukasuruddhar. So, I was doing the line-by-line translation. So, on the stage, Maharaj was, like how he gives the Hindi translated class. So he speaks one line and then he waits and the translator translates in Hindi. So I was doing that. Now we know that when Maharaj gets into the pastime, he becomes so animated, especially Dhenukasur. You know, whenever any animals are involved in Krishna Leela, we know what Maharaj does, you know, with all special effects. So now there was like audience of more than 4,000 people in the pandal, you know, and the tempo was high. And Maharaj was on the peak of his narration of Dhenukasur Leela. And, you know, that point in the Leela where Dhenukasur is, you know, running around Balramji, Krishna Balram, and with his hind legs, he's trying to kick Balramji. So, you know, Maharaj, in his tempo, he was going on, he was saying, and Dhenukasur with his hind legs, he kicked Balramji on his chest. And he was making sounds, he was braying. And then Maharaj, you know, he started to bray like a donkey. He was braying like that, and now I'm supposed to translate. Now, see, English, you know, it has a different flavor when it comes to, you know, certain animals, you know. Okay, donkeys bray. ठीक है वहाँ तक अब उसको हिंदी में मैं बोल रहा था कि वो गधा चिंघाड़ रहा था तो महाराज मेरे तरफ देखे कि मैं इतना एनर्जी लगा के बोल रहा हूँ क्या ट्रांसलेशन कर रहा है सो ही लुक्ड एट मी इज दैट इट So then I was, you know, now you have to think fast because, you know, the next line and he's speaking so fast when he gets into that top gear, you know, of his narration, you have to think fast and immediately 4,000 crowd samne baithe aur unko dono language aati hai. Haan, hota hai na? Dono language aati hai. Abhi kya bolega? So, finally, when Maharaj again started that, so this Dhenukasur, this ass demon, he was circumambulating and he was braying loudly and he was neighing and making those sounds and with his hind legs he was kicking. And then Maharaj looked at me, now, come on, your turn. So, main bhi shuru ho gaya. Aur ye gadha, ye Dhenukasur, ye mandra raha tha Balram ji ke ird gird. और मंडराते हुए ये धेनुकासुर चिल्ला रहा था ढेंचू 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 जस्ट लाइक यू ऑल क्लैप्ड सो एवरीवन स्टार्टेड यू नो टू लाफ एंड दे जस्ट क्रैक्ड आउट एंड महाराज देन लुक्ड एट मी एंड यू कैन सी इट्स ऑन वीडियो दैट इन द मिडल ऑफ द टॉक ही कॉल्स मी एवरीवन हैज टू वेट नाउ He calls me, what did you say now? Now, we Indians, we know what dhenchu dhenchu means. Okay. Now to explain to Maharaj on the stage in front of 4,000 devotees in 30 seconds. Okay. What dhenchu dhenchu means. That was more difficult for me to explain to Maharaj what that means. So, you know, talking about Artha and Anartha. So, herein, when we are talking about Pavitram, that how, when we come to Krishna consciousness, first of all, we get to know that these Anarthas are there within us and we are the reason for it. Pata chalta hai, achha, mere andar hai. मेरे अंदर काम क्रोध लोभ मत्सर है ओ अच्छा इनिशियली वी थिंक यू नो दैट समटाइम्स व्हेन देयर इज अ पावरफुल क्लास ऑन लस्ट ऑन एंगर यू नो समटाइम्स सम डिवोटीज दे थिंक यू नो वो डिवोटी को होना चाहिए था आज के क्लास में उसको होना चाहिए था वो नहीं आज दे कीप लुकिंग अराउंड वो कहाँ है कभी कभी उसका रिकॉर्डिंग भी जाके उसको देखते सुन सुन तो But when we are talking of Pavitram, we are talking of Parivartan because of that Pavitram. Parivartan. What is Parivartan? Change. And we see that we come to Krishna consciousness and slowly within us we find changes of such degrees that sometimes people who knew us, when they see us after a long time, they are totally flabbergasted. Really? Is that you, the same? Like, I always remember, you know, my classmate. It was here when I was Radha Gopinath Temple. And he got my cell number from my brother or from Facebook somewhere. He got my cell number. And after 17 years, he's talking to me. And he gives me a call. And he addresses me with my legal name. And Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ji. And initially, you know, I was thinking that who would call me with my legal name? No? Mere legal name se bula, hey Sharad, kahan hai tu? Bula, kaun hai bhai? Are main Kuldeep. Oh, then I remembered, oh, bachpan ka dost. कहाँ है पूरी क्लास ढूंढ रही तेरे को सो आई वॉज ट्राइंग टू एक्सप्लेन टू हिम नाउ यू नो नाउ सी 17 ईयर्स वॉट ट्रांसपायर्ड विथ मी आई हैव टू एक्सप्लेन टू हिम इन वन मिनट सो डिफिकल्ट सो ही न्यू दैट यू नो आई हैड जॉइंड द एयरफोर्स एंड आफ्टर दैट नोबडी न्यू क्या हुआ So he was wanting to desperately know, wanting to desperately meet. Said, "Kahan par hai? Main bata. Tu bata kahan par hai? Main milne aa raha hu." Maine kaha, "Main Bombay mein. Bombay mein. Main agle hafte Bombay aa raha hu. Main Delhi mein hu. Bombay aa raha hu. Bata kahan Bombay mein kahan?" Main tu pehle Bombay land kar, phone kar. Fir main bataunga. Abhi tu confused, bahut confused ho jayega. So finally, next week, you know, the week after that, he landed. Then he called me. Main aa gaya. Kahan par? Address bata tera. Main bola Radha Gopinath Mandir. So he thought maybe Radha Gopinath Mandir, you know, ke bagal mein rehta hoga. Kuch landmark hoga. So I said, nahi, mandir mein rehta hu. Tu mandir mein kyun reh raha hai? Acha, by the way, he doesn't know that I've become a monk like this. So I said, तू आ जा यार बस तू एड्रेस पे आ जा देख ले आंखों देखा हाल तू देख ले क्या क्या बताऊंगा तेरे सो फाइनली यू नो ही आई स्टिल रिमेंबर आई वॉज एट द रिसेप्शन यू नो एंड ही कॉल्स मी वेन ही इज एट द गेट ही इज एंटरिंग द गेट एंड ही कॉल्स मी सो आई एम सीइंग हिम एंड आई रिकग्नाइज बट यू नो ही इज नॉट एबल टू रिकग्नाइज मी बोले कहाँ पर है बोला मैं तेरे सामने ही खड़ा हूँ Samne. Then he saw, you know, the one carrying the phone. So he just hung up. And that was his expression, you know. He just, niche se upar, upar se niche, pura scan kar raha hai. Shakal to wohi lag rahi hai. Shakal ke aas paas sab badal gaya. His first response, spontaneously, he told me, Yaar, tu ye MTV se aasta kab ho gaya? तो मैंने उसको पूछा तू डिस्कवरी कब हो गया एंड ही कुडंट कॉम्प्रिहेंड दैट यू नो लाइक ही वॉज जस्ट गोइंग ऑन एंड ऑन बट क्यों किया ये नहीं कैसे किया क्यों किया तूने ये तेरे साथ वो क्या तेरी जुल्फें हुआ करती थी What have you done to yourself? So actually it was MTV. So just to, you know. and then I told him, okay, I have a program in the evening. At that time, you know, I was going for the Bandra program. So I said, come along with me. So now, you know, how we brahmacharis, we go for the program, we shave. You know, thoda bhi baal, usko bhi shave karke jaate hain. So I came out like that. टैक्सी में बैठ गए हम लोग वो मेरी तरफ देख रहा है तू ऐसे ही चलेगा बोला मतलब तू ऐसे ही बाहर आ जाता है, मतलब तू ऐसे ही वो सर मुंडवाए हुए ये पहन के तू कपड़े नहीं बदलेगा? बोला नहीं भाई, ऐसे ही चलते हम। सो ऑल द वाइल तेरे को ऐसे शर्म नहीं आती? तू सबके सामने ऐसे चला जाता है? लाइक दैट ही वॉज गोइंग ऑन एंड ऑन। एंड बाय द टाइम यू नो द टैक्सी वॉज पासिंग बाय, यू नो दैट बिग फ्लाई ओवर एट बैंड्रा, एंड देयर वॉज अ ह्यूज होल्डिंग बिल बोर्ड, यू नो, एंड देयर वॉज दिस गाय advertising Frenchie, VIP Frenchie underwear, you know. And as he was asking me, तेरे को ऐसे ही तू आ जाता है बार, शर्म नहीं आती? मैंने उसको दिखाया, देखो खड़ा उधर कच्चे में खड़ा है, इसको शर्म आ रही है? पूरे बम्बई शहर के सामने खड़ा है ये, हाँ, और फख्र के साथ खड़ा है ऐसे। So finally you know, he didn't have any more questions after that. So the point is that when we are talking of pavitram, we are talking of parivartan because of that pavitrata. And then uttamam, the next characteristic Krishna mentions is that this particular process will take us beyond the tamas of this world. And yes, we experience that how immediately we come not just to the mode of goodness but purified goodness. Now the fifth is very interesting, pratyaksha, pratyaksha, and Prabhupada translate that as direct experience. That when one starts practicing Krishna consciousness, he gets the direct experience. Therefore, science, how science is defined, it's experimental knowledge. But spiritual science is experiential knowledge, in which you become the experiment. In science, you do the experiment, but in spiritual science, you become the object of experiment. Therefore, it's called experiential knowledge. You know, this was 2 years ago. I had a severe kidney stone pain in my left kidney. You know, night 2 o'clock, severe pain. And those of you, if you have unfortunately experienced that pain, you know how severe that pain is. You know, when that kidney stone, it troubles you. So I was rushed to the hospital in the middle of the night, and then, you know, the sonography was done. And in the sonography, you know, the radiologist told me that your kidney stone is only some 3 mm, so nothing much to bother about that. But you have gallstones, which are so many in number, and you have to take care of them. Now gallbladder is over here. और यहां पे मेरे को कभी कोई दर्द नहीं हुआ, द पेन वॉज हियर द लेफ्ट किडनी, बट द सोनोग्राफी रिवील्ड सो मेनी गॉल स्टोन्स इन माई गॉल ब्लैडर विच फॉर विच आई हैड टू रिमूव द गॉल ब्लैडर लेटर ऑन। बट यू नो आई वॉज थिंकिंग अबाउट दिस वेन आई वॉज ऑपरेटेड, एंड आफ्टर दैट आई वॉज इन द हॉस्पिटल फॉर सम टाइम। कुछ लाइन मैंने लिखी इसके संदर्भ में, किसके संदर्भ में, कि मैं गया था किडनी स्टोन की सोनोग्राफी कराने, हा? और डॉक्टर ने मुझे गॉल स्टोन्स निकालने के लिए कहा, है ना। तो मैंने इस प्रकार से इसको समझा, जिंदगी के तजुर्बे ने एक अनोखी बात सिखाई। किसने? जिंदगी के तजुर्बे ने एक अनोखी बात सिखाई, एक नया दर्द होता है पुराने दर्द की दवाई। कि वो जो किडनी स्टोन था वो तो 3 mm का निकलते निकलते इन पत्थरों का पर्दाफाश करके गया, उनको निकाल, मैं तो जा ही रहा हूं, उनको संभाल। सिमिलरली इन आर लाइफ समटाइम्स सम प्रॉब्लम्स माइट बी 3 mm। The pain might be excruciating, but the volume of the problem might be only 3 mm. But that excruciating pain will expose something bigger which might be fatal. And that's what the doctor told me, that your gallstones are so many and so small in size that if one of the stones comes out from the gallbladder, it can turn fatal. So this is what life is. You know, we come to Krishna consciousness and we get the direct experience of both what spiritual world will be like, a glimpse what Srila Prabhupada has given through ISKCON, and also turns our neck around and shows us the same material world, how we used to look and now see from the eyes of the scriptures, how this material world looks. Isliye zindagi ke tajurbe ne ek anokhi baat sikhai, ek naya dard purane dard ki dawai ban jati hai. Then the next characteristic Krishna explains is dharmam, which is culture. Yes, in India we know that there is this, you know, spiritual culture, maybe not in a very bona fide way, but at least to some extent we were practicing some sort of spiritual culture in our lives. Like, you know, I remember this was one afternoon, you know, the 4:30 darshan opened and I was sitting behind our vyasasana and chanting, and there was no one in the temple hall. One boy and girl came and they were dressed nicely. Ekdam samne aaye wo log, unke haath mein badi badi thailiyan thi. You can guess now what's happening. Thaili mein bade bade haar the, hote na shaadi ke haar hote na, like that. And no one was there in the temple hall. I was here, they didn't know that I'm here. तो लड़की ने हार निकाला बाहर थैली से, लड़के ने थैली से बाहर निकाला, एक दूसरे को दे दिया इसे. They're not facing each other, they're facing राधा गोपीनाथ. हार दे दिया और दोनों ने एक दूसरे डाल दिया हार, फिर ऐसे हाथ पकड़ा, फिर वापस से हार निकाला, थैली में डाला. एंड आई वॉज वॉचिंग द होल सीन. सो एज दे वर लिविंग आई वेंट फ्रॉम हियर एंड बेसन के लड्डू उधर पड़े हुए थे डब्बा, तो मैंने उनको बेसन के लड्डू दे, तो मैंने उनको बेसन के लड्डू देने का हाथ आगे किया, मैंने कहा शादी मुबारक हो. सो आई वॉज थिंकिंग दैट इवन इफ भाग के भी अगर कोई शादी कर रहा है तो उसमें भी थोड़ा कल्चर दिखाएंगे, भगवान के सामने करेंगे भाई, है ना. धर्म है उसके अंदर भी, थोड़ा धर्म होगा, थोड़ा चाहे किसी भी तरीके से किया जाए उसके अंदर धर्म होगा थोड़ा सा. सो यू नो हाउ लाइक व्हेन आई वाज वर्किंग इन द एयरफोर्स एंड आई हैड ऑल द फैसिलिटीज टू ब्रेक द प्रिंसिपल्स, लाइक यू नो एवरी डे मीट ईटिंग वाज गोइंग ऑन देयर एंड ड्रिंकिंग वाज लाइक समथिंग व्हिच हैपेंड डे इन एंड डे आउट. आई स्टिल रिमेंबर यू नो दैट पार्टी व्हेन वी फिनिश्ड आवर ट्रेनिंग एंड आफ्टर वी काइंड ऑफ ग्रेजुएटेड. So the passing out party, jisko bolte na. So in that party, everyone was like, you know, in high spirits. Now you understand what high spirits means. So in those high spirits, and you know, there was a very typical liquor brand still in the Indian Air Force, which is very prevalent, which the officers drink. It's called the Old Monk. I didn't know that. Giving up that Old Monk, you know. I have this monk in my life. So now the upbringing was such that I had no temptations, no desire to ever taste that. But this party, they had, like, it was a rule, cardinal rule, that everyone has to drink. This is the party. We have now been commissioned and we have to celebrate with the Old Monk. Rum, it was a rum. So everyone had it and I said, no way, I'm not drinking that. What do you mean? So what, you'll just have water? Nahi, nimbu pani chahiye mujhe, nimbu pani. That was my favorite, nimbu pani. So they had to arrange, you know, go to the mess and arrange for just for me nimbu pani. And then the party was going on, and you know, when really high spirits they were in, after a few pegs and few more pegs, and then they started to sing. Hota hai na, pehle baat hoti hai, फिर जब और हाई स्पिरिट्स में फिर वो गाने लगते हैं. So they were all, you know, having their old monk pegs and they were singing. Of course, being Air Force officers, so they were singing some patriotic song. And they were showing their glasses and singing this song. Suno gaur se duniya walo, buri nazar na hum par daalo, chahe jitna zor lagalo, sabse aage rahenge Hindustani. Like that, showing their glasses. Hindustani. And they looked at me. Tu bhi dikha. Toh maine kaha, chalo, main bhi gaata hoon. Toh maine bhi apna glass uthaya. और फिर मैंने भी गाना शुरू किया. सुनो ओ दारू पीने वालो, बुरी नजर ना मुझ पर डालो, चाहे जितना जोर लगा लो, सबसे आगे रहेगा नींबू पानी. सो व्हेन वी आर टॉकिंग ऑफ धर्म्यम, देर इज द विल पावर एंड देर इज द वॉन्ट पावर. Will power, people talk about a lot. But as we practice the culture of Krishna consciousness, we also spontaneously get the won't power, which means to say no. To say no happily. Therefore, what is the difference between inferiority complex and humility? Inferiority complex is frustrated false ego. That is inferiority complex, low self-esteem. That is frustrated false ego. And humility is rejected false ego. You can mark the difference between the two. So when we reject false ego, that's called humility. But when the false ego gets beaten up and frustrated, then turns into low self-esteem like that. So therefore, when we are talking of the won't power over the willpower, we voluntarily want to follow the dharma by saying yes to what we are supposed to say yes, and by saying a big no for what we are supposed to say no. And then susukham, that's what our disciples of Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, that this process is not just sukha, but susukham. Pratipadam, ananda, amrita, swadanam. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions that this ananda is not that ananda which will diminish after a while. And therefore, to conclude, Lord Krishna mentions in this verse 9.2 that it is avyayam, everlasting. It is everlasting. And in this purport, it's mentioned that how Krishna consciousness is so simple that anyone, if just offers a leaf, fruit, flower, Krishna is pleased with that. Many years ago, I was in Nathdwara. I'll conclude with this story because, you know, the purport mentions about patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, and offering, you know, your consciousness to Krishna with that. So in Nathdwara, there is a local story about Srinathji. We have Srinathji here on the altar. Very interesting story that one time there was a thief and he happened to have darshan of Srinathji, you know, like a picture of Srinathji with, you know, Divya Alankar, fully decked up with costly jewels and, you know, all of that. So he was very much hopeful of now stealing from Srinathji. So he came for darshan of Srinathji and he was planning for a month that how, what is the time when the, at night the altar closes and how he can sneak in. So somehow, after a month of planning, he somehow managed this particular day. He was the last pilgrim to take darshan. And as he saw, he was waiting when the pujari would go here and there to make some arrangements for the shayan seva of Srinathji, and he entered into the garbhagraha. And he hid himself behind the door. And then the pujari came, and the pujari, he was doing the shayan seva. He closed the doors, pat band kiye, and after that, what he did, he removed all the jewelry, all the ornaments, just like how we do shayan seva, removed all the jewelry, and he took it and put it in the safe. And here the thief, you know, he didn't know that at night all the jewelry is removed, so he didn't put that in his plan, that, you know, this thing also happens here. So now Srinath ji, just with two white piece of cloth, you know, on his body, no jewelry, nothing. And this thief, come on, this is like, you know, flop show. What is this? You know, khali dhoti aur ye shawl ye leke kya karunga main. And then he saw that there was a silver canopy, umbrella, on top of Srinath ji. At least this is of some worth. Kuch na ho, ye to chura ke le jaunga main. Now the deity of Srinath ji is huge, and this thief was little short statured, so he was not able to reach the, you know, the umbrella, silver umbrella. Now we know the pose in which Srinath ji stands. So you know what he did? He climbed on Srinath ji. The right hand of Srinath ji, you know, like that, he put his one foot, locked his one foot over the right hand of Srinath ji, which is on his waist. And the other hand is like upraised, lifting the Govardhan. The other foot, dusra pair usne Srinath ji ke yahan pe rakha, aise chada, wo chhatri utarne ke liye. Imagine, he is in the garbhagraha of the Srinath ji deity, and what he is doing? He's climbed on the deity to steal the silver umbrella. Srinath ji appeared. Srinath ji appeared in front of him. And now till this point of time, he was just thinking it's just a piece of stone, you know. Now Srinath ji has appeared. So he was trembling, shivering out of fear. And he's like, I'm extremely sorry. I'm leaving. Please. No, I am so pleased with you. Main itna prasann hu aaj tumse. Prasann hai mujhse? Acha, kaise batao? It's very wonderful. It is explained over there. Srinath ji ne kaha, are roz itne atithi aate hain, itne darshanarthi aate hain, और वो चढ़ावा लेकर आते हैं. कोई नारियल लेकर आता है, कोई फल लेकर आते हैं, कोई फूल लेकर आते हैं, कोई हार लेकर आते हैं, अलग अलग चढ़ावा लेकर आते हैं और वो चले जाते हैं. आज दिन तक मेरे पूरे इतिहास में कोई नहीं तेरे अलावा जिसने अपने आप को चढ़ा दिया मेरे ऊपर. ऐसा चढ़ावा किसी से नहीं चढ़ाया अभी तक. So the point is, हम भी चढ़ावा लेकर आएंगे और चढ़ावा चढ़ाकर हम चले जाते हैं. But what essentially through this verse, what Krishna wants is, Krishna wants us. Yes, patram pushpam phalam toyam is there. वो सब चढ़ावे हैं. But when Krishna says, I want you, I want your consciousness, that is called the absolute surrender. And over here it is mentioned, even if you run on this path blindfolded, you won't trip or fall. Agar hum gir bhi gaye to hum kehte hain ki manzil to hum paakar rahenge chahe ladkhada kar hi sahi. Manzil to hum paakar rahenge chahe ladkhada kar hi sahi. Kayar to wo hain jo ghar se nikle hi nahi. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.